your mind and body relax and gain shanti. When you're feeling loved, when you're not feeling loved, the mind really resists and reacts to that. It can feel sadness, hurt, anger, bitterness, rage, all of the negative emotions, the more passive ones that are just states of being, like I'm hurt or sad or depressed or life is meaningless, all of these kind of feelings, and the retaliatory feelings of hate and rage and anger. All of those feelings are generated by this feeling of not being loved. And the feeling of being loved is all of the opposite, all of the feelings of well-being and appreciation, kindness. Seeing the glass half full instead of half empty. Giving the benefit of doubt to others. Wanting to help versus wanting to hurt. All of these opposites. We need an antidote . These are what I mean by tools. They're understandings and ways of being that can be so helpful. If I know that in truth my being is the source of love, and that there is in fact no other source, it's all mitya, it's all an illusion, I know for certain where in fact the source of love abides, and it's my very being. And the way I am with my mind and the tools I use to help my mind relax are much different than if, for instance, I knew beyond any doubt that the source of love was held in the object I'm seeking, as a samsari. And so to the mind that's feeling hurt or angry because it feels unloved, the first thing it needs from me is love. That's the first thing it needs. And love and understanding go together. In fact, understanding is love. To feel understood is to feel loved. Part that feels unloved and hurt is the manas, not the buddhi. The buddhi has knowledge. The buddhi is a jnani. You have knowledge. Your buddhi has jnanam, has knowledge. Parts of your mind, your unconscious, have kind of an emotional lag time. They haven't assimilated. They haven't been assimilated into your knowledge. So there's a twofold process here. One is giving love, understanding. Let the buddhi give love and understanding in the form of understanding and care to the manas, to the parts, the child parts inside, however you want to say that, so that they can relax and feel loved. And then bringing those parts back into the knowledge of the buddhi. First solve the problem on a relative level, and then solve the problem on an absolute level. Relative unlovability can be soothed by relative loving. Relative loving, relative care. And then that soothed part can be brought home to the buddhi. To your knowledge. To yourself. To the source of ananda. The natural wholeness, fullness. Freedom of yourself. totally independent of this relative feeling loved, feeling unloved, feeling loved, feeling unloved. This is one way that process of integration between the manas, or the unconscious, and the buddhi, the deeper mind where your knowledge is held, takes place. Better way to say, the buddhi, it's free of ignorance, needs to be with the manas, that hasn't been integrated yet. That's why the inner friend is so helpful. The inner friend takes care of the manas, the child parts, the immature parts, on a relative level. In the presence of the self, which is an absolute level. In a sense, the inner friend is the Atma, the self, speaking to the manas. The Atma holding the manas.